Wall Street Socialists. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The financial crisis gripping the U.S. has the largest banks and insurance companies begging for massive government bailouts. The banking, investment, finance, and insurance industries, long the foes of taxation, now need money from working-class taxpayers to stay alive. Taxpayers should be in the driver's seat now. Instead, decisions that'll cost people for decades are being made behind closed doors by the wealthy, by the regulators, and by those they failed to regulate. Tuesday, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury Department agreed to a massive $85 billion bailout of AIG, the insurance giant. This follows the abrupt bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers, the 158-year-old investment bank, the distress sale of Merrill Lynch to Bank of America, the bailout of both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the collapse of retail bank IndyMac, and the federally guaranteed buyout of Bear Stearns by J.P. Morgan Chase. AIG was deemed too big to fail, with 103,000 employees and more than $1 trillion in assets. According to regulators, an unruly collapse could cause global financial turmoil. U.S. taxpayers now own close to 80% of AIG, so the orderly sale of AIG will allow the taxpayers to recoup their money, the theory goes. Well, it's not so easy. The financial crisis will most likely deepen. More banks and giant financial institutions could collapse. Millions of people bought houses with shady subprime mortgages and have already lost or will soon lose their homes. Financiers package these mortgages into complex mortgage-backed securities and other derivative investment schemes. Investors went hog wild buying these derivatives with more and more borrowed money. Nomi Prinz used to run the European Analytics Group at Bear Stearns and also worked at Lehman Brothers. She says
AIG was acting not simply as an insurance company. It was acting as a speculative investment bank slash hedge fund, as was Bear Stearns, as was Lehman Brothers, as is what will become Bank of America Merrill Lynch. So you have a situation where it's bailing out not just the money, but taking on the risk of items it cannot even begin to understand, because if it had understood them, this would never have gotten to the point to which it has gotten.
How did it get to this point? How did it go beyond insurance?
In AIG and in Lehman and with Merrill and every other company on Wall Street that has faltered or is faltering, it's about taking on too much leverage, in borrowing to take on the risk, and borrowing again and borrowing again. 25 to 30 times the amount of capital, the amount of money that they had to basically back the borrowing that they were doing. Human regular borrowers cannot do this. This is something that is an item only of the banking industry. And not only was all that borrowing happening, but there was no transparency to the Fed, to the SEC, to the Treasury, to anyone who would have even bothered to look as to how much of a catastrophe was being created, so that when anything fell, whether it was a subprime mortgage or whether it was a credit complex security, it was all below a pile of immense, interlocked, incestuous borrowing. And that's what is bringing down the entire banking system.
As these high-rolling gamblers are losing all their bank's money, it comes to the taxpayer to bail them out. Michael Hudson is a professor of economics at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and an economic advisor to Congressmember Dennis Kucinich. He says there's a better use of the money.
Save these 4 million homeowners from defaulting and being kicked out of their houses. No, they're going to be kicked out of the houses. The houses will be vacant. The cities are going to now say, gee, we're going to have to cut the property taxes to enable the debts to be paid to save the financial system. So if they cut the property taxes, they're going to have to cut back local expenditures, local infrastructure. The economy is being sacrificed to pay the gamblers.
The former banker Nomi Prinz elaborates.
The worst portion of the banking system is what you're effectively nationalizing, but you're not even doing that because you're not running as a public entity. You're taking on risk you won't be able to understand, and you're not even trying to. So it's even more dangerous.
I asked Prinz, in light of all this nationalization, to comment on the prospect of nationalizing healthcare into a single-payer system.
You could actually put some money into something that preempts a problem happening and helps people get health care.
The meltdown is a bipartisan affair. Presidential contenders John McCain and Barack Obama each have received millions of dollars from these very companies that are collapsing and are receiving the corporate welfare. President Clinton and his Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, now an Obama Obama economic advisor, presided over the repeal in 1999 of the Glass-Steagall Act, passed after the 1929 start of the Great Depression to curb speculation that caused that calamity. The repeal was pushed through by former Republican Senator Phil Gramm, one of McCain's former top advisors. Politicians are too dependent on Wall Street to do anything. The people who vote for them and whose taxes are being handed over to these failed financiers need to show their outrage and demand that their leaders truly put country first and bring about change.